Sam's Clubs across the country participated in a community day of service on Tuesday, and Longmont's branch jumped in to help at the Hour Center. Over a year ago, employee Steve Vitz approached club manager Brian Bremiersch with a suggestion. Vitz's wife Deborah had been a volunteer in many places over the years but had a special place in her heart for the Hour Center. Steve Vitz thought the organization could use some help and that Sam's Club would be a great match. Since then, the membership warehouse club has volunteered several times but commits to one day a year to help the Hour Center with big projects that the staff and regular volunteers struggle to get through, said Julie Lupine, director of volunteer services for the Hour Center. On Tuesday, 18 staff members from Sam's Club arrived at the Hour Center at 9 a.m. to report for duty. The center had several projects lined up for the group, including repackaging food, cleaning debris and yard waste from the parking lot at the center and the Apsen Childhood Center, sorting clothes and cleaning and sanitizing the center's walk-in refrigerator. Scott Turner, market manager at the Longmont Sam's Club, said the Hour Center was the store's choice because it has played a huge role in several of its employees' lives. He has spoken with more than one employee who has sought out services at the Hour Center, which has in turn allowed that employee to remain close enough to continue working at the store. We are part of the community and everybody who works in Longmont, lives in Longmont. We want to participate in the community, Turner said. Volunteer hours do more than provide a local charity with a few extra completed tasks. Sam's Club has a program that records the number of hours a store contributes, which earns the charity a small grant. On Tuesday, Sam's Club presented the Hour Center with a $2,500 check. In March, Mark Cowell, executive director of the Hour Center, reported that the center was spending upwards of $30,000 a quarter to restock its pantry. This was a significant increase as the center spent very little in prior years, mostly dependent on donations. In the 3.5 years that I have been here, this is the first time we are spending money to try to keep the shelves full and keep up with the need, Cowell told the leader in March. With the cost of living increasing and a decrease in donations, the center has been forced to supplement its marketplace in order to keep up with the community's demand. According to Elaine Klotz, development director, the grant received from Sam's Club will help restock its pantry. They, Sam's Club, have been great partners in terms of not only providing this service but in reaching out to us and making that connection and giving us this chance to apply for this grant, Klotz said. It's exactly what we need right now,